You know we love our first-time guests. Ours is a content creator, handicapper, analyst from Alberta, Canada, founder of At Joe Madden Sports. You can check out the videos, the information, all of it. On Twitter, again, at Joe Madden Sports. You guessed it, Joe Madden joins us. Joe, how's life treating you these days?
Life is treating me fantastic. Happy Friday to everyone. The trade deadline is done in the NHL. It's been complete madness, but it's good. It's really good. What about yourself?
I have no complaints, and I learned a long time ago when I complain, Joe, nobody listens anyway, so it's not worth it. You know, I'm way, way older than you, but with the stir that Taylor Swift caused when, you know, she became kind of an influencer for the NFL, I thought it was awesome. And so somebody as young as you are, I was wondering, are you any kind of a Swiftie? Are you someone who enjoys her music? Where do you stand on the Taylor Swift phenomenon?
Okay, so I'm not a Swiftie, but I don't dislike Taylor. Like, I like a bunch of her songs. I think she's phenomenally talented. How can you not? So I love what she brought to football. I really do. If it encourages one more younger female to start watching football with their dads, what is wrong with that? I listen to so many people complaining about her being seen. I tell you, it has made my aunts love football. It's made so many of my daughter's friends love football, and they're wanting to watch and cuddle up with their dads on the couch. What is better than that? I think it's a phenomenal thing for football.
Yeah, my thought was, would we rather see a joyful Taylor Swift or another drunk guy running out on the field? I mean, come on.
Exactly. I completely agree with you. It's Taylor Swift all the way.
So as a first-time guest, I like to get our listeners familiar with your story. Just for example, my dad got me into sports very young, watching, playing, going to games. From what I understand, you come from a family that, I guess, enjoyed competition. So how would you explain how kind of your passion for all this came to be?
Yes. Super competitive sports family. So I actually grew up in Australia, and I played netball down in Australia. My brother played soccer. And then my dad worked pit crew at a bunch of races, so we were always going to the track with him. And fast forward, moved over to Canada as a teenager. I started playing netball for Team Alberta here, so competitive. My brother got into hockey. He did absolutely fantastic. He made AAA level. And, yeah. My family always went to, you know, the Stampeders games, the Calgary Flames games. My mom always supported the home team. No matter where she was, it was a home fan of that team. My father, on the other hand, was a big supporter of the underdogs. He liked to stir up the crowd and just go against everyone. So that competitive nature was always instilled in me because my parents would, you know, joke about chores at home that they had to do if one of their teams lost. So it was a lot of fun growing up. Competitive family with everything that we did.
So not only competitive, but a little bit of troublemaker in you. I kind of like that. When it comes to the odds and the stats and the breakdowns, you know, some folks are not in love with all the numbers. But I was reading you kind of have a unique story, and I guess you were educated in accounting, but decided, yeah, I'm not going to find you tax loopholes, but quality over-unders and live underdogs, more your thing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I went to school for accounting. I had my own accounting business. And just like over COVID, I just realized it wasn't what I wanted to do. And I love talking and betting sports. And someone said, like, why don't you dive into it? What's your harm right now diving into it? Because the world shut down. So it was a positive for me. I dove into it. And I never realized it's what I wanted to do until I started doing it. I was taking that leap of faith, and it doesn't feel like I work now. I absolutely love digging into the numbers, and I do think my accounting background does really help me in that way. I built a lot of Excel spreadsheets and compile information that way. So it's, I guess, helped me in a way doing the accounting side of things first.
I love that you can get Excel spreadsheets involved. talking with Joe Madden, Joe Madden Sports. So for those who are just now getting familiar, I mean, what is it you do? You know, where, when could they find your work? You know, plus, you know, what kind of information and service are you providing?
Oh, absolutely. So everyone can find me over at sportsgrid.com. If you're looking where to watch all of the shows, at sportsgrid.com/watch. We are all over everywhere. And like tonight, I've got 3 different guest appearances within the network. Every Saturday night, you can also find me on the network until 8 o'clock Eastern, and that starts at 5 o'clock Eastern. So many things that is going on with Sports Grid. We have a fantastic app, so you can find my best picks daily over on that app. You can also watch me on the shows, and on the shows, it's more in-game live betting. So we're going over every single thing that's on the slate happening right there, looking at some games ahead of us as well, giving you the best bets and the best lines and where you can jump in and make some money.
You know, one of the things in the timeline of things, it's the recent legalization of gambling, the various apps. You mentioned in-game wagering. I'm older. I've always been a traditionalist, make the bet, ride it out, maybe a halftime bet. But be it getting an in-game feel, what is it about that aspect where you seem to really love the in-game wagering?
I absolutely do. And once you like start on the in-game betting, you are going to love it because the overreaction of the books is absolutely insane, especially in hockey and in college basketball. You see teams go on runs. In college basketball, they get up. You know that final number. When you go into a game knowing what you're liking and you have that pregame bet, all of a sudden you can see that momentum shift when a team goes on a run, and the books will over-adjust to those numbers. So if your team is down and you still have the confidence, maybe it's a little bit of luck out there on the court by their opponent, some bad turnovers, that kind of thing. You should be watching the game really to in-game live bet it so that you really get a handle of what's going on. But you can make some really good money, especially those totals. If you have a really fast 2 minutes to the start of a game, that total will skyrocket. And then in the NHL, the same thing. The teams are able to come back, and you look at how many comeback wins, those adjustments are so fast. And you look at so many favorites in the NHL. Once you start in that next first couple of minutes of a game, the opponent scores, you're able to get that team that you felt was going to win and at a better price. And it's so much better betting in-game than it is pre-game, in my opinion.
All right. You've just about got me convinced. Joe, as somebody who was born in 1960, I've been betting games since like the playground in middle school before there was an internet. And growing up as a diehard in New York, it was always, we bet our team if they're on, if we're going, which gets you in trouble. So I guess, how would you describe your process, be it trends, home and away, and the research you do? What leads you to make your picks for that day?
Okay, so firstly, I look out over all the games and I make my own lines before I look at where the books are putting everything, because I find if I make my own lines that I can find the best value on teams. So I'm huge on the underdogs as well. I like looking at situational betting. So it's big for me looking at the look-ahead situation, especially when someone has a bigger game on deck against a lower opponent. So I'm going over schedules first and foremost. I'm making my lines, and then I'm searching on the books to see what value they're giving us. And then I'm doing additional research. If I like an underdog, which player am I really liking to be able to have a solid night? Which player has shown in the past that they have strong strengths against these teams? And where do the other teams lack on their defense that these players can come out and have a huge advantage? So I love what I do. It takes a lot of time. I've been in my studio all day long. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock tonight Eastern, but there's nowhere else I want to be. This is exactly what I want to do.
So I've seen some pictures of you with coffee and your doggy. Are they both there with you?
Yeah, my dog is, he's sound asleep in his chair in my studio, and he's the best dog. He does not bark at anything unless someone comes and pounds at the door. Like, the doorbell is disabled for that reason, but no one comes and knocks. And then I have 3 coffee cups on my desk right now. I have my Starbucks, my shaken oat espresso, and then I have a hot coffee here as well.
I love it. A few final thoughts for Joe Madden, Joe Madden Sports. I've always believed there are lessons that can kind of carry you, maybe avoid pitfalls. One of them seems to be parlays, you know, two teamers, mm-hmm. 13 to 5, a bigger number as the amount of wagers grow. I fall into that trap a lot. So from what I've gathered, seeing what you've posted on Twitter, you're not really a big fan of the parlay playing.
No, not a huge fan of the parlays. And there are situations where you've got a couple extra dollars in your betting account, throw it on a parlay for fun. But parlays should absolutely be for fun because they are so hard to hit. They're like the shiny thing as you walk into a store, right? That everyone wants you to take. The sports books want you to bet because the chances of hitting them while the reward is there, the risk is huge. So parlaying just isn't the way to go, in my opinion. I think you're better off looking at underdogs in certain situations and where you can find value in those underdogs, and then live betting over the parlays all day long.
I want to finish with just some NHL because I know you're a fan. I mean, you've given us the story of relocating from Australia to Canada. I mean, I'm old enough. I remember when this Gretzky guy came up and we were like, so he's different. You know, more recently, yep. Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews. So from the fans or media you hear from, and of course you view, your view, how excited are we about Connor Bedard of Chicago?
I am so excited about Connor Bedard. He came out of the gate so solid. He got that injury, and I was worried he was going to come out timid after that jaw injury because that's a lot to take on a young rookie. But he hasn't. He's come out. He's been successful. I think we are looking at the next great, the next GOAT out there on the ice. He has every single ability to be that player as long as he can stay healthy. He has all the skills and the talent, and I tell you, it's going to be someone that you look back on in 20 years and say, I remember his first game for the Chicago Blackhawks. Everyone's going to remember that. He's a phenomenal player, lots of talent.
And he's still 18. That's what terrifies
exactly.
me. Folks, she's Joe Madden. Many ways to engage. A good start. Check her Twitter feed at Joe Madden Sports. Host, analyst, visit at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV. Hey, Joe, great having you. Be well, and definitely look forward to talking again down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. You have a fantastic night, and best of luck in all of your bets.
All right, you too, Joe. Take care. Fun stuff.